This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency is reporting that North Korea fired two unidentified projectiles on Tuesday morning from South Pyongan province toward the east. A spokesman for the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff could not immediately be reached. Earlier today, North Korea said it is willing to reopen denuclearization talks with the United States in late September, but Pyongyang has warned that Washington needs to come up with some fresh ideas. Talks between the two have stalled since February when a summit in Vietnam, the second one between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, ended abruptly without a deal. Trump has rejected Kim's demand for relief from the debilitating U.S. economic sanctions. U.S. President Trump's abrupt cancellation of planned peace talks with the Taliban leaders creates new uncertainty about his vow to end the country's 18-year military effort to fight terrorism in Afghanistan. VOA's Arush Arabasadi has more.
The Afghan government appeared to support the decision to stop talks.
What the president has said, the president of the United States in his tweet, he has called off, so there's no talks right now. We strongly believe that what he has said reflects the concerns that were raised, not only in Afghanistan, in Afghan capital, but also in Washington, D.C. as well.
The stalled talks, at least for now, put on hold plans for withdrawal of the thousands of American troops from Afghanistan. Arush Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump is denying he overruled Vice President Mike Pence and other administration officials about hosting the Taliban at Camp David. Trump told reporters on Monday it was his idea to schedule the meeting and his idea to terminate it. He said he did not discuss the idea with anyone else. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Russian voters handed setbacks to Kremlin-affiliated candidates in Moscow and other local elections nationwide. Reuters' Sam Holder has that story.
The United Russia Party, which backs President Putin, has lost a third of its seats in the Moscow parliament, according to Russian media. It will be seen as an embarrassing setback for the Kremlin, although the party still retained a slim majority, 26 out of 45 seats, after Sunday's local elections. United Russia's popularity is the lowest it's been for more than a decade. But across the country, the party's candidates for regional governor seem to have won in 16 districts, including St. Petersburg.
That's Reuters' Sam Holder reporting. The International Atomic Energy Agency says its inspectors confirmed Iran is installing more advanced centrifuges that can be used to refine uranium. The acting director general of the agency, Cornel Ferruta, says it's important to stay engaged with Tehran.
It is important to advance our interactions, and therefore I also stressed the need for Iran to respond promptly to agency questions related to the completeness of Iran's safeguards declarations. We will continue our efforts and we will remain actively engaged. I also highlighted in the Board of the Governors that time is of the essence.
The confirmation comes just days after Iranian officials announced they planned the move. Saudi Arabia's energy minister is urging oil producers to share financial burdens. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Saudi Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman has told delegates at an energy conference all producers have to share responsibility to balance the market. The comments marked his debut since being named the kingdom's new oil minister the previous day. The remarks suggest he will continue the current Saudi policy, which led to the deal to cut global production among major producers. Abdulaziz declined to describe concerns over global trade tensions that are weighing on oil prices as a trade war, saying, "I'm fundamentally an optimist." Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Hezbollah says its fighters shot down an Israeli drone over southern Lebanon. The militant group says it used suitable weapons, that's a quote, to take down the drone and that the aircraft was in its possession. The Israeli military reports one of its drones went down in the same area but did not specify a cause. Israel said it was a simple drone and that there were no concerns about important information being taken from it. And the Zimbabwean government plans a state funeral for longtime ruler Robert Mugabe in a sports stadium in Harare next Saturday. Burial will follow a day later. Mugabe died on Friday in a Singapore hospital after a long illness. He was 95. I'm Marissa Melton. You've been listening to VOA News.
No. VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1.